We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. O Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. O Lord, we cast down our idols. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob, oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob. We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. O Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. O Lord, we cast down our idols. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob, oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob, we seek your face. Oh God of Jacob.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence in all of our hearts and in all of our homes, in the various states and countries that were gathered here today, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. And in thy great compassion, I will come into your house. There I will bow. There I will fear thy holiness, O Lord. Thank you. Shabbat. We enter your rest bed, your praises we sing. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. In 6 days you painted the face of the earth. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. And carved out a day when you'd rest from your work. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. You brought forth a nation from Abraham. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. And spared his son Isaac, providing the ram. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. The prophets foretold that Messiah would come. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. Shema Israel, the Lord God is one. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. And just as you rested when your work was done, Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. We enter your rest by the work of your Son. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. The lilies you dress and the sparrows you feed. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. You Elohim provide every need. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. People will enter your rest when we cry. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. The roof above, the ship of the night. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. Avinu, Malkinu, O Brother, her King. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. We enter your rest and your praises we sing. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, we delight, we delight in your Shabbat. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Your majesty truly fills all the earth.
Lord, we adore you, we bow down before you, your majesty fills all the earth. Yeshua, we love you, we yield our lives to you, we give you all honor and praise, for you are. You are alone. Hallelujah. For you are worthy. You are alone.
before you in the name of Messiah, O King, Mashiach, Yeshua, sir.
You love you.
the Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor. I enter the Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor Him. Lord, I worship you.
Holy, holy, holy.
it upon you, Lord. Oh, you're holy. Oh, you're holy, Lord. Hallelujah.
If anyone has something to share, just go ahead.
Just something small, but I was reading this morning in John that John addresses Yeshua when he sees him as the Lamb of God. He says, "Behold," and he's speaking to Yeshua, I guess. There are probably others in view. And he says, "Behold the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of the world."
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Book of Romans in verse 8, starting at verse 31, it says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?"
Hallelujah.
"Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Messiah Yeshua is he who died. Yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Messiah? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake, we are being put to death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him."
Hallelujah.
"Who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Messiah Yeshua."
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Greater, so what could separate
wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. Shema Yeshua, Mashiach Malki. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. Shema Yeshua. What a wonderful name it is. Shema Yeshua.
The heavens are roaring, the prince of your glory. Judah, the verse you read about beholding the Lamb of God reminded of me of in Genesis 22, when Abraham is answering Isaac about the sacrifice as they go up to the mountain. And in verse 8, it says, Abraham said, God will provide himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And I just thought how God is so faithful to us to provide even literally himself as an offering for us. And it says in verse 14, Abraham called the place the name of that place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it will be provided. So I feel that the Lord is saying that when we go up to the mountain, wherever he calls us to go, when we are faithful to give ourselves fully into his hand, we can trust him to provide absolutely everything that is necessary. When we meet him, he meets us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's just sing the Death Could Not Hold You one more time. And Lord, as we do this, we hold up the memory of one or two at least messianic believers who have already succumbed to COVID-19, Lord, and probably Christians worldwide, Lord. And Lord, we just, we thank you, Lord, that even though their bodies are dead and are awaiting the resurrection, that they live with you, Lord, that they live with you because death cannot hold them, because death could not hold you.
Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. Shema Yeshua Mashiach Melki. What a powerful name it is. Nothing, nothing can stand against it. It is Shema Yeshua. What a powerful name it is. Shema Yeshua. What a powerful name it is, Shema Yeshua.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Yeshua Messiah. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Yeshua Messiah from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether throne or dominion or principality or powers. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him are all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that is all things, that in all things he might have the preeminence.